Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yes, nice to see you.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, let's see.
I think we have a quorum. Does anyone see if Mr. Mertler's shown up? He was in an earlier meeting with us.
I do not see Mr. Mertler, Eric.
But even absent him, I believe we have quorum, so.
Okay, so you give me the go and I'll begin.
Susanna, anyone want to wait, or I think we can go if
We definitely have a quorum, so.
Okay, Commissioner, great. It's all you if you're ready to go. I assume Mr. Mertler, who did join an earlier meeting with us, because we do governance and audit prior to these sometimes. He's around and aware, so he'll join as needed.
Okay, thank you, Eric. And before I start the formal meeting, let me just say to all of the board members, I'm delighted to start. I've been here a month, and I look forward to working with all of you, all on the same team this time. We begin the Tuesday, March 15th, 2022, Housing Development Corporation Board meeting. Do we need a roll call? Or
We generally do. We just kind of run through. I think you have a script. We could just do that and note the presence of the quorum and that sort of thing. You don't have to call the roll, but you can note the presence.
okay. So that I note the presence of a quorum, and I would like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum. In terms of the approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on November 30th, 2021. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of that meeting?
So moved.
Second.
There a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. And now we will go to the president's report. I call on Eric Enderlin.
Thank you, Commissioner. Welcome again, and to all the members in attendance for today's board meeting. Welcome. I want to extend this welcome to Commissioner Carrione. Congratulations on your recent appointment as Commissioner of HPD. Commissioner Carrione has a distinguished history of public service, both in New York City and at the federal level, having served as a New York City Council member and Bronx Borough President, and later as Deputy Assistant to President Barack Obama, Director of the White House Office of Urban Affairs, and Regional Administrator for Region 2 of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. In all of his work, he has focused on creating neighborhoods of opportunity, and I know I speak on behalf of my entire team in saying we're really looking forward to doing some great work together. And
Thank you.
I know, Commissioner, I said this to you the other day. I went back and read some of the really interesting things you've written over the years, and particularly when you were working at the federal level. And it's really incredible to be working with someone who is an urban planner at heart and an urbanist and loves cities and especially loves New York City. So it is really an exciting time for all of us to have you with us. And it's really exciting that you've agreed to do this. Our
Thank you.
city is at a critical turning point. Our work to confront a growing affordability crisis in the wake of the pandemic will be vital to ensuring a strong and lasting recovery for the city. I'd also like to welcome Commissioner Preston Niblack, who's joining us today for his first meeting as a member of HDC's Board of Directors. Commissioner, who was recently appointed to the helm of the Department of Finance, also has a long and distinguished career in government, most recently having served as Deputy City Controller for Budget. Congratulations on your new role and welcome to the HDC Board.
Thank
I
you.
was also honored when Mayor Adams asked me to continue to serve as HDC president, which I see as a testimony to the creativity and perseverance of the entire HDC team, who've worked tirelessly to create a more affordable city for New Yorkers. And I also view this, I've always said that I wanted to be helpful at a minimum through transition, but there is a tremendous amount of really important work that we're still in the middle of and new work that we're beginning. And so I'm incredibly excited personally to be continuing in this role at HDC. And over the course of my tenure at HDC, we've grown the HDC team and the reach of our mission. As you know, HDC is consistently ranked as the leading issuer of multifamily housing revenue bonds. But this last year, we were also named among the top 10 overall municipal bond issuers in the nation, jumping 12 spots from the prior year. This really reflects the fact that we are now doing more than ever to support the creation and preservation of affordable housing while also bringing critical protections and comprehensive repairs to NYCHA developments and to NYCHA residents. The outcomes of our work in partnership with both HPD and with NYCHA will not only ensure greater opportunity for New Yorkers today, but will continue to support the growth and success of our city for generations. Under the leadership of Commissioner Carrione and our new Chief Housing Officer, Jessica Katz, a lifelong advocate for affordable and public housing who's no stranger to HDC, all of us are aligned with a sense of purpose and a sense of urgency as we push forward to meet the challenges ahead. And that brings me to our agenda. The items presented to you today for your approval will help us in the continuation of these critical efforts. Following a report of the Governance and Audit Committees, HDC's General Counsel Susanna Lipfight will make a presentation seeking your approval on my reappointment as President of the Corporation. You'll then hear from Executive Vice President for Development, Ruth Marrera, who will present for your approval an authorizing resolution for multifamily housing bonds and approval of mortgage loans to support the financing of multiple affordable housing developments. Executive Vice President for Debt and Issuance, Ellen Duffy will then present for your approval an authorizing resolution relating to the refunding of the 2013 Capital Grant Program revenue bonds on behalf of the New York City Housing Authority. Then Vice President for Special Projects and Initiatives, Luke Schrey, will make a presentation seeking your approval of a guarantee extension that will enable a refinancing to provide capital repairs and reserves for Co-op City, the largest affordable housing cooperative in the country. Lastly, Ellen Duffy will request your approval on a ratification of HDC's 2021 annual investment report. We have a full agenda ahead of us today. So with that, I will turn it back over to you, Commissioner.
Thank you, President Enderlin. We move on to a report of the Governance Committee. I call on Harry Gould.
It was an approval of the reappointment of Eric Enderlin as president. It was a 3-2 vote, but only kidding.
Thank you.
This will be presented for the full board's approval later in this meeting.
Okay, and
concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Gould. And now a report of the Audit Committee. And again, I call on Harry Gould.
Okay, the Audit Committee met on January 14th, 2022, at which time the members approved the corporation's fiscal year 2021 annual financial statements. The auditors, Ernst & Young, issued a clean opinion, as usual, and there were no management letter comments once again this year. Also, at the January 14th meeting, the 2021 annual investment report was approved, which will be presented for ratification also at this meeting. And finally, the 2021 annual HDC Audit Committee report was approved as well. The members also met prior to this meeting, at which time the 2022 first quarter financials and other investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports were also reviewed.
Thank you, Mr. Gould. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. We start with the reappointment of our president. I call on Susanna Lipsight for that.
Thank you, Commissioner. I am very pleased to recommend that the members approve the reappointment of Eric Enderlin as president of the corporation. On January 30th, 2022, Mayor Adams announced that he would like Mr. Enderlin to continue to serve as HDC president under his administration. Mr. Enderlin was originally appointed HDC president by the members on September 22, 2016. Eric's tenure at the corporation has been marked by the successful advancement of the city's pipeline of affordable housing in partnership with HPD and a significant expansion of HDC's mission to partner with NYCHA to address the critical need to protect New York City's public housing stock. Since Eric joined the corporation, HDC has issued more than $10 billion in bond financing to support these efforts, including approximately $768 million under the newly created Housing Impact Bond Resolution that was launched under his leadership in 2020 to finance loans under the NYCHA PACT program. Eric's impressive leadership has been remarkably thoughtful through the recent health and economic challenges faced by New York City. There are no changes to the terms of his employment. Thank you.
The chair will entertain a motion to approve the reappointment of Eric Enderlin as president of the corporation. Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Enthusiastically support it.
Enthusiastically, yep.
Thank you. So I thought I heard a second there. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Congratulations, Mr. Enderlin, for your reappointment.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. Looking forward to this.
Thanks. Now we move on to approval of an authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2022 Series B, amendment to 2016 Series J supplemental resolution, and approval of some mortgage loans. The chair will now recognize Ruth Moreira.
Thank you, Commissioner, and a very heartfelt welcome to you at your first HDC board meeting, the first of many to come, and likewise for Commissioner Nyblak. Welcome. And good morning, everyone else. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2022 Series B in an amount not expected to exceed $160,015,000. Together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, the bonds are expected to be used to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and or permanent financing of certain projects and other activities as described in your memorandum. In addition, the members are being asked to approve an amendment to the 220th supplemental resolution relating to the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds 2016 Series J1 and J2, initially issued on December 22, 2016, for the crossing at Jamaica Station high-rise development. Interest on the 2022 Series B bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, New York State, and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with a combination of an allocation of new private activity bond volume cap and the refunding of certain outstanding bonds or obligations of the corporation. An authorizing resolution will authorize the 336th supplemental resolution and amend the 220th supplemental resolution. On December 2, 2015, the members approved the issuance of 2016 Series J bonds for the financing of the crossing at Jamaica Station high-rise, a 539-unit multifamily rental housing development in Queens, developed under the corporation's mixed middle M-squared program. On December 22, 2016, the corporation issued the 2016 Series J bonds and provided to the borrower the financing for the construction of the project. The 2016 Series J bonds were purchased and are held by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York. The crossing at Jamaica Station high-rise was originally expected to reach substantial completion and stabilization by June 2020. Due to extensive construction delays, the project achieved substantial completion in October 2020. The project is currently in lease-up with stabilized occupancy anticipated by March 2023, followed by conversion in June of 2023. The 2016 Series J bonds were originally issued as three-month LIBOR-based indexed floating rate bonds with a mandatory tender of May 2, 2022, in the event the project did not by such date achieve such a conversion. Due to the delays, the members are being asked to approve an amendment to the 2016 Series J supplemental resolution to extend such a mandatory tender date to facilitate a later conversion date. The amendment will also provide for the conversion to a SOFR-based indexed floating rate. It is expected that the above-described mandatory tender date will be extended to February 1, 2024. The maturity date of the 2016 Series J bonds will remain unchanged at May 1, 2052. As part of the financial restructuring, the members are also asked to authorize an additional $38,141,822 in unrestricted corporate reserves to finance a subordinate loan to the project, which will be used in part to pay the mandatory prepayment and fund additional project costs. The corporation will receive an equal amount of city capital funds from HPD to be used for one or more future affordable housing projects of the corporation. It is anticipated that the corporation's unrestricted reserves and or available funds in the open resolution will be used to finance all or a portion of mortgage loans for a 32-unit rental development in Manhattan. It is also anticipated that the proceeds of the 2022 Series B bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves, will be used to finance and or restructure mortgage loans for two developments. In the aggregate, the developments would create or preserve approximately 368 rental homes in the Bronx. It is anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2022 Series B bonds will also be used to finance or reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance all or a portion of four subordinate loans for four developments as described in Attachment 5. The 2022 Series B bond proceeds will enable the financing of or reimbursement for these subordinate loans, which the members have previously approved. The issuance of the 2022 Series B bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to new affordable developments in furtherance of the corporation's commitment to the city's housing plan. For more information on the four mentioned developments, please see attachments 2 to 5. It is additionally anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2022 Series B bonds will be used to refund various series of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds that are able to be refunded to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution. The 2022 Series B bonds are expected to be issued as tax-exempt fixed-rate bonds. More details on the development, as well as bond underwriters, risks, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bond are outlined in your memorandum. Are there any questions? If there are no questions, Susanna Lipsight will provide the authorizing resolution.
Thank you, Ruth. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution, the issuance of the bonds, the amendment of the 2016 Series J supplemental resolution, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of certain loans for one preservation development in an amount not expected to exceed $8,470,000 from unrestricted reserves and or available funds in the open resolution. The members are requested to approve the corporation's use of unrestricted corporate reserves in an amount not expected to exceed $38,141,822 for the purpose of financing the Jamaica Crossing high-rise project. And for all of the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation, mortgage-related documents, and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financings. Thank you.
Thanks, Susanna. The chair now will entertain a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2022 Series B, amendment to 2016 Series J supplemental resolution, and approval of mortgage loans and other actions by the members described in the memo before you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Hearing no opposition, the motion carries. We now move to approval of an authorizing resolution relating to capital fund grant program revenue bonds, the New York City Housing Authority Program 2022 Series A. The chair will now recognize Ellen Duffy.
Thank you, Commissioner. Welcome.
Thank you.
Please note that there is a black line memo that was previously sent to you. So I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's capital fund grant program revenue bonds 2022 Series A in an amount not to exceed $450 million. The interest on the bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but it is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. The bonds will be issued on a taxable basis, both to allow the advance refunding of the 2013 bonds for savings, as well as to give Knight to the additional flexibility it needs to carry out its future plans for modernization and renovation. The proceeds of the bonds will be loaned to NYCHA to advance or fund the corporation's capital fund grant program revenue bonds, Series 2013A and Series B, which are optionally redeemable on or after July 1, 2023. HUD has authorized NYCHA to pledge and assign its capital fund grant monies to the corporation and bond trustee to the extent necessary to pay loan debt service pursuant to a letter from HUD to NYCHA dated March 3, 2022. HUD has agreed to forward capital fund grant monies directly to the trustee to the extent necessary to pay loan debt service. Therefore, subject to the availability of appropriations with respect to the payment of loan debt service, the trustee will have a first priority claim against all capital fund grant monies to be made available to NYCHA in any fiscal year, and no expenditures for other projects or purposes can be made by NYCHA that would reduce delivery of such monies to the trustee in less than the full amount of the loan debt service. Additionally, HUD has agreed that no subsequent change in the permissible use of capital fund grant monies and no administrative sanction regarding NYCHA will affect the eligibility of expenditures for loan debt service or reduce capital fund grant monies to NYCHA, except as required by law, below the levels needed to pay such loan debt service. Cost of calculation of funds required to be on hand for the debt service reserve fund requirement in the initial year, HTC will use its general obligation pledge via debt service reserve funding agreement in an amount not expected to exceed $10 million to satisfy the higher debt service reserve requirement in the initial year. In the event that other amounts in the debt service fund are insufficient to pay debt service on the bonds and the remaining Series 2013 bonds, and other amounts on deposit in the debt service reserve fund are insufficient to pay such shortfall, the funding agreement will be drawn on to cover the shortfall. The debt service reserve requirement will decrease following July 1, 2022, and if not drawn on, the funding agreement will be terminated. The main risks associated with this bond issuance are annual appropriations risk and allocation reduction risk. The source of repayment of the debt is capital fund grant monies, which are subject to annual appropriations from the federal government. Subsequent to defeasance of the funded Series 2013 bonds, the estimated debt service on the $405 million of anticipated bond proceeds is expected to range between a high of $59.1 million to a low of $38.4 million. The annual capital fund allocation debt service coverage ratio will continue to be well above the HUD required 3-to-1 minimum requirement for the amount to be borrowed. Lastly, a debt service reserve fund equal to 1/2 of the maximum annual debt service in an expected amount of $29.5 million will be funded by bond proceeds or the existing debt service reserves and the revenues from the Series 2013 bonds. HUD allocates amounts to PHAs under the Capital Fund Grant Program on the basis of a formula authorized by law. This is a Capital Fund Allocation Formula. Under the PAC program, NYCHA expects to convert at least 62,000 public housing units to Section 8 assisted housing by the end of 2028 to address the capital needs and preserve long-term affordability. Any change in the status of NYCHA's inventory of public housing units would decrease the amount of such funds allocated by HUD to NYCHA. Anticipated future conversions through the HUD programs have been assumed as part of the HUD approval of proposed debt service relating to the bonds, and the stabilized base unit count reflects such additional conversions as well as prior conversions. The corporation is currently in discussions with Standard & Poor's Rating Services, and it is expected that the bonds will be rated AA-. The fees and underwriting team are outlined in the memorandum. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, the chair recognizes Mr. Mertler.
Mr. Chairman, welcome.
Thank you.
I have two things. First, I am asked by the Conflict of Interest Board to disclose that members of my firm, but not I, act from time to time for J.P. Morgan, Jefferies, Barclays, Citigroup, and Morgan Stanley. They have advised me that this disclosure suffices and I need not recuse. That said, I have a second statement for the record. A majority of the members of the board have previously reviewed the various documents from NYCHA showing its financial state, its expenditures and activities. Those documents, I am advised by the president, are available for anyone else who wishes to see them, who is a member of the board and authorized to do so. And therefore, there has been, in that respect at least, full and complete compliance with fiduciary obligations. And I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Mertler. Any other questions or comments?
Okay. So Susanna will present now the authorizing resolution.
Thank you, Ellen. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for execution of the third supplemental trust indenture, issuance of the bonds, execution of a defeasance escrow agreement, and execution of any other documents necessary to accomplish the issuance of the bonds and the financing of the loan. The members are requested to authorize the use of the corporation's general obligation in an amount not expected to exceed $10 million or such greater amount as may be required by the rating agencies in the form of the funding agreement, and the execution by the president or any authorized officer of the corporation of any and all documents necessary to enter into the funding agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna. The chair will entertain a motion to approve the authorizing resolution relating to Capital Fund Grant Program Revenue Bonds, New York City Housing Authority Program 2022 Series A, and the other actions by the members described in the memo before you. Do I hear a motion?
I move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no objections, the motion carries. We move on to item 9 on the agenda, which is the approval of HDC's second position top loss guarantee to 2022 HUD Co-op City refinancing. And for this, the chair recognizes Luke Schrey.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm pleased to present for the members' approval an extension by the corporation of a previously issued second position top loss payment guarantee to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in an amount not to exceed $15 million. This guarantee will enable the refinancing of an existing HUD-insured loan with a new 35-year HUD-insured loan in the amount of $621,500,000 that will provide approximately $117 million in capital for repairs and reserves at Co-op City, the largest affordable housing cooperative in the country. The proposal is for the HDC guarantee to be extended to be coterminous with the 35-year term of the new HUD-insured loan. The guarantee is expected to be similar in all respects, except the term, to the second position top loss payment guarantee approved by the members on August 8, 2012 for the project. The HDC guarantee would be triggered in the event that HUD is required to pay insurance benefits on the loan made by Wells Fargo Bank to River Bay Corporation, the name of the Mitchell-Lama Cooperative Corporation that is the owner of Co-op City. The loan will be secured by first position mortgage on the Co-op City property. The structure of the refinancing will mirror the 2012 HUD refinancing of the property, in which HDC provided its second position guarantee in conjunction with the State of New York Mortgage Agency, which will continue to provide first and third position top loss guarantees in the amount of $20 million and $35 million, respectively, helping to further defray the risks associated with this loan for HUD. Sunny Mae received final approval of their extension to these guarantees on March 10, 2022. Further details on the terms and risks of this proposal are outlined in the memo before you. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, there was one omission in that report, namely that Co-op City is located in the glorious borough of the Bronx, of which the chair was the borough president. Repeat my disclosures.
The chair acknowledges that important observation. Let the record show.
With the record showing that Co-op City is indeed in the Baychester section of the Bronx, and if there are no other questions, the members are requested to approve the extension of the HTC guarantee to HUD in an amount not to exceed $15 million, the execution by the president or an authorized officer of the corporation of any and all documents necessary to issue such guarantee.
Thank you, Luke. I will entertain a motion to approve the HDC second position top loss guarantee to 2022 HUD Co-op City refinancing and the other actions by the members described in the memo before you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second? There is a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. We move to item 10, which is the ratification of New York City Housing Development Corporation's 2021 annual investment report. And for this, the chair recognizes Ellen Duffy. Ellen?
Thank you. The annual investment report for the corporation and its subsidiaries has been prepared pursuant to Section 2925 of the Public Authorities Law of New York State. The report presents the corporation's investment record for fiscal year 2021. As required by statute, the report includes the investment record of the corporation, the investment guidelines as approved by the members on January 26, 2021, and the results of the 2021 annual independent audit. The 2021 annual investment report was presented and approved by the audit committee on January 14, 2022. At this time, the members are asked to ratify the audit committee's approval of the report. Upon ratification by the members, the report will be submitted to the mayor and both the city and state controllers as required by the public authorities law. Are there any questions?
Hearing no questions, do I have a motion to ratify the audit committee's approval of New York City Housing Development Corporation's 2021 annual investment report?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This motion carries. This time, I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Gould. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Murdler. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. We move on to other business. Is there any other business that we need to take care of today? Hearing no other business, there being no, I would like to call for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Anybody want to keep this thing going? The motion carries. The meeting is adjourned, and it's a pleasure to join all of you in the production of affordable housing and improving our city's position. I've been at this, as you know, for a long time. It's good to be back in public service and back home with my friends. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.